Hello everyone on Audioboo. This is the 19th day of marching on. It's the 19th of March. I'm sorry I haven't done March 18. I just, one of these things, didn't get a chance to. I don't have anything earth-shattering to report, except that this week we happened to get quite a few new small kitchen appliances. And we got a new kettle. We got a new toaster, which isn't new, it's just for several reasons, which I won't bore you with. My mom and I swapped toasters. There's nothing wrong with either of them. It just kind of seemed to work out better that way. We got a new blender, you know, to make shakes and stuff. And finally, we got our new Keurig machine. Now, those of you who've known me for a while knew that I've had a Keurig machine for like 3 years probably. And it basically went kaput.
It wasn't working very well
in the last few weeks, and it was exploding, and it was doing things. I tried to get a Tassimo. There was no one on eBay who would ship it here. Tassimo themselves do not ship here. And so I decided to get an inexpensive Keurig model. And I couldn't find it. And it was, you know, I think it's supposed to be the next one up. But I think that it's the next one up from that, because it's a lot fancier than the description. And I think maybe the supplier didn't have it or whatever after he charged. No, it's quite a nice machine. And I thought I'd demonstrate it. The only unfortunate thing is that it arrived in a time that, well, it's not unfortunate, but it's, you know, for me. Right now I'm doing kind of like a detox, so no caffeine for me. And no coffee, no tea, just herbal tea or coffee substitute. But I'm sure I will at some point enjoy this new Keurig. So, but Jeff, however, is going to have some decaf Earl Grey tea, Twinings. And it comes, you know, in the K-cups. So, over to you. You can...
Thank you.
You want me... Where do you want me to put...
You can be just there.
I'll put it here on the water machine.
Oh, no, but the water machine might come on.
Okay, then I'll put it...
I can just hold it if you
want. Okay, here you go.
Hello. So, we have this Keurig machine. It's quite space-age because it's kind of wide and kind of rounded at the back, which is kind of cool. The top part looks like a really wide telephone receiver. It's got five buttons on the right-hand side. It's got, five or six lights or something, and five buttons. They're proper buttons, though, on the right-hand side. The top part is all very smooth and glossy, which is very nice. We'll have to keep that clean. And the left-hand part is a water reservoir that comes off and you can fill up. Now,
unlike the other one that only held water for the cup.
Cup that you were making and you couldn't take it out to clean properly. And
that's
and
why I think it went.
That's why it's certainly a major factor in the problems that we had. Now, I've actually already put water in this. I had some earlier and it will hold several cups worth of water, so I didn't need to put any more in.
It's kind of narrow.
Yeah, it's kind of like a wedge-shaped kind of... As I say, it's got this rounded sort of thing, and it's part of the side of it, so it's kind of a bit of a weird shape, really. It looks a bit like a right-angle triangle, except that the hypotenuse is curved instead of being straight. So it's kind of weird. And the right angle is a little bit more than a right angle.
It's on the left side
of the machine, of the middle bit. So
the right side looks the same.
Yeah, the right side is a bit where all the buttons and stuff are. So I'm going to turn this on, and it's going to heat up the water. Yeah. Oh, no, it's the bottom button, isn't it? Israel, IDF opened 6 criminal investigations into conducted soldiers during Operation Vantage. Sorry, let's try again then. Oh, that made a funny noise. A couple of the lights have come on. Hope it didn't make a funny noise. Yeah, we'll take a moment to heat up. In the meantime, I'm going to put the cup in. K-cup. Whole cup assembly just feel a bit solider. Right, we're set to go here. Now, you'll hear it. It sounds like a kettle. In fact. It's worth listening to the rest of this because this machine makes lots of cool noises. Kind of robotic sounds. But we'll get to that.
It really does
sound like a kettle, or like the water. Yeah.
Describe the tray.
Well, the tray at the front is underneath the cup. Is okay. Yeah, my cup is already in place. It's unlike the one we had. The top of it's plastic instead of metal, but. It's kind of got like this, these drainage stuff that's kind of like spokes that come out from the middle. It's kind of cool. Yes, except that it's got more points than six. That's how we kind of know that it's ready, and we'll kind of keep doing that periodically as I think it will try and keep the water warm. Now, we have three buttons at the front. On the right-hand side, for the different cup sizes, I want the middle size, so I'll press the middle one. Here's where the cool noises come into it. If it happens. Which it didn't. Now, we had this problem this morning. I have a suspicion. I'm going to open this cup section and close it again. Sounds like you're tuning into analog television signal on a radio. Anyway, let's try the cup again. Oh, yeah, it's flashing now, so I think I can do it. Yeah, see what I mean? Lots of cool noises.
That's hilarious.
Now, it's going to keep... it because this holds more water than for one cup, it's going to keep this water warm while I leave the power on. It's just boiling this again. And so if Nama wanted a cup or someone else wanted one, it will keep that warm until I turn the power off. And so that's... presumably, well, I had to do that little dance with the cup because it was waiting for me to put the cup in. Now it's obviously waiting for me to take it out. But anyway, I'll turn the power off. You're not having one, are you?
No, yeah. I'll have herbal tea.
All right.
And with water from our new kettle.
Yes.
Which sounds...
I'll hand this over to you now.
Well.
All right. That was cool.
It was cool. Now.
So I now have a slightly frothy cup of tea. She's which is all right, though. I don't mind it.
This kettle is a Philips kettle. And
it doesn't... It's the most expensive kettle I've ever bought.
No, it's not.
It's not the most expensive one I've ever bought?
Something that was expensive when we bought. It's stainless steel, but it's got plastic outside, so it's two layers. So if you touch it, even when it's hot, it's not the end of the world. It's not my favorite shape. I prefer kettles that have kind of like this kind of rounded pyramid kind of rocket kind of thing.
It's a bit spread up and down. Oops.
This is a bit jug-like, but it is very practical, very durable.
It looks solid.
And it's solid, and the switch is solid because the one that we had that really looked cool, it was like one of those red pyramids.
The switch kept falling off.
Yeah, so, you know, so it's not ugly. It's just not the most beautiful kettle I've ever seen. But, hey, it's better to have a good cup of tea. You know, it's not for, you know. So the switch is kind of like on the side under the handle. And it's also pretty quiet because the last one was pretty loud.
This one is fairly slow, but that's all right then.
Which one? This one?
Yeah. It's a bit slower than...
Well, a lot... You can put a lot of water in here.
Yes, you can. It holds more water.
It's... Let me just grab an orange vanilla rooibos tea. Naturally decaf, so it's not decaffeinated, it's just not...
It's not caffeinated.
Yeah. I'm doing very well.
And the other thing about this Keurig that we've got is that the stuff that comes out of it is hotter than the stuff that came out of the last one.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's been like that the whole time.
I think it might be good. I mean, you can actually hear it boil the water in this one.
Yeah, well, the other one you could hear it too.
You could hear it, but it wasn't that loud. I probably will not use this. If I get a piece of it right now, I'm not going to nurse it over half an hour while I'm cutting it off the
It is. It's probably fuller than it needs to be. This is about half full or more.
The thing I really like about that kettle, the way it's designed, is that the...
It has a spout.
Yes, it has a spout with a lip on it, which is great. But I also... And it's got a very solid handle, but the thing I really like about it is that... And it looks a little bit odd when it's not on the base, but the base has like a raised edge, which I've never seen...
It looks like an upset... It looks like a plate, like... One of those pasta bowls, almost? Like a plate with a raised...
It's got a raised edge, and which I've never seen on a cordless kettle base before. And the kettle itself has, you know, the last bit of the edge is missing. Because it's kind of like its, counterpart.
Yeah, that's where the kettle fits.
When you put it together, it looks like it's all one piece.
Yeah, you can't tell that there's a base.
But it has the round contact in the middle, which is good because it means you can have the kettle pointing anywhere you want.
Yes.
Which is great for where the steam goes on and stuff.
Or if you're right-handed or left-handed.
Yeah, but you also don't get this dodginess that you get with some of the really cheap ones where the...
Oh, yeah, I hate that. With the...
It looks like the circuitry is exposed and so you put your hand up inside the... Ugh. I'm worried that it's going to break.
All about the base. The base. Okay.
And of course, the point they made when we bought it was that these ones with the plastic on the inside, the plastic leaches into the water.
Yeah. And that's something that I didn't know. If you're buying a kettle, you know, and you buy a really cheap plasticky one, chances are you're getting some chemicals in your water over time.
This one has plastic on the outside and stainless steel on the inside.
Yeah, the plastic isn't touching the water. There are types of plastic that don't do that. Mm. And that was it. You could see it pours really fast. This is a big mug because it's because the spout and lip are so kind of comfortable. It's pouring fast is not a big deal. It can just pour
quickly.
Yeah,
they say you have a very solid grip, and your spout's not going to slide off because you've got the lip on the end there, which is great.
So that's our... Didn't show you the blender, but I don't know how interesting a blender is. It might be, if you like good noises.
It probably sounds very much like the old one.
It sounds smaller.
Mm. It is a bit smaller, so, but it's better. It's a much better design.
All right. Well, that's our marching on for day 19. Just showing off our little appliances, especially the Keurig, but also the kettle got a bit of a cameo appearance then.
We're going to have our hot drinks now.
Let's have our hot drinks.
Bye. Pause recording. Button.